end of the day, the Torah, Tuesday night. How about Yossi Moore?
Right, good evening. Good evening. Well, what a chus to be back. You've got here from the time of the Churban Abayis, the Gemara says, Ein lo la'akolish baruch hu be'elomoy, el adalad amos bilvat. Only the discussion of discussing halachas, that is very valuable to Hashem. Miyom shechar b'samigdosh, Ein lo la'akolish baruch hu be'elomoy, el adalad amos bilvat. Tammuz is Rosh HaTevis, Zman Matan Torah. Zman Matan Torah Sein Abayis. Zman Shuvah, Mashmash Shinnabar. There's all different Ramazim. You should know that how many hours are there in the 3 weeks between Shuvah Asaba Tammuz and Tisha B'Av? If you count out how many hours, there's 22 days altogether, including Tisha B'Av, times 24 hours is 528. It's exactly the amount of prokim there are in Shisha Storim. 528, the B'nai Yisachar writes, there's 528 prokim of Mishnayos in Mishnayos, and there's 528 hours in the 3 weeks, which correspond for the Torah, which we're trying to get back. I just want to share with you a shayla, which is Negei Lemaisa, where a parent has made a decision after such a hard year and a half. Their child was going through a difficult time through Corona, and the child had pushed himself, and had throughout all the hardships, he managed to push himself, and he really pushed his way through Corona, let's call it like that. And the parent decided that the child is deserving of a very choshva prize. And his birthday is actually this week or next week, I couldn't quite figure out, is in the 3 weeks, I think it's next week. And he plans to buy his child a very expensive item. No, so he goes over to the child, what do you want? And obviously, you look outside, you see what's very fashionable now, what's very popular. An e-bike, okay, or e-scooter. One of these scooters, which has got underneath it, it's got an electrical battery machine that makes it go very fast and makes all the pedestrians, made them very scared. And obviously the law, they're trying to make legislation out of it, they're trying to pick up the socks about that. But at the end of the day, the parent wants to give the child a very expensive prize. And the question is, what would you say, La Locha? Can you go to the shop? I think about £500-600, a good one. And he wants to go and buy £500-600. He wants to buy a Geschmacker e-scooter and give it to his child this week. Would you say it's Mutter or would you say it's Osa? It's his birthday. So 3 weeks. Oh, no problem. So I can see already, no problem. Let's just get our bearings with our lochas. Listen to this. In the 9 days, which is coming up soon, which is the end of the 3 weeks, which is from Rosh Chodesh, that Shtein Shulchan Aruch, that a person can't buy a valuable item. If a person wants to buy a valuable item, expensive watch, expensive anything valuable, that would be a problem even to buy it in the 9 days without using it. You should know, someone told me, just incidentally last week he told me, that he said last year, during Corona, whenever it was, last year he bought a car in the 9 days, he took ownership of a car, and he knew in the back of his mind there might be a problem, he didn't bother ask it, he bought it. He said for the very first time, he crashed on Tisha B'Av. He said, usually he hears these things, usually he hears stories, you know, right, you hear it and you go by it. He said, when it happened to himself, you realize, I'm going to say there's something more to it. So anyway, I understand Shulchan Aruch not to buy something valuable in the 9 days. But that's only in the 9 days. When it comes before the 9 days, it doesn't seem to be an issue with buying an expensive product. But it does seem to be an issue with making a brocha she'achiyonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh. What's the problem with making that brocha she'achiyonu? Shulchan Aruch says, toiv not to make that brocha during the entire 3 weeks. Even the days prior to the 9 days. And if you know, what's the reason why we should refrain from making that bracha? Because, says the Mogen Avraham, it's not appropriate to say, Baruch Hashem, we're here, lazman hazeh. Baruch Hashem, we are here at this time. It doesn't really flow, it's not in the spirit of the time to say, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'gyonu lazman hazeh. That's what the Mogen Avraham explains, what the reason is. And you should know, many Achronim oppose this halacha. You should know, the Vilna Gaon. He didn't settle well with him, this halacha, at all. He says, well, what's your problem? An oval, Rahmanul Islam. Take the worst case, the oval. He makes a bracha, he can make a bracha shachiyona. What's the right? He can make a bracha shachiyona. The Gemara says, a fascinating halacha, if a person has a father that the father passes away with a fortune of money, and now he passes it on to the son. Now the son has become a millionaire overnight, and Shtein Shechon Aruch, he should make a bracha Dina Emes on the passing of his father, but he also makes a bracha Shechion v'kimon v'gion el hazman hazeh. Now, incidentally, the reason why we don't find such a thing happening is because the Maaseh the Olam Osoimich on the Shitta of the Halachos Ketanos, which is brought in the Behetiv. The Behetiv brings the Shitta of the Halachos Ketanos that says it's only if the son wasn't aware of such a fortune. You have a secret father, no one knows that he's got £2 million stashed up in some sort of account and shleit. And now suddenly someone tells him he's got he's £2 million. So then he makes a bracha shachiyona. But if a person always knows, usually a derechlal, a son would know where his be'erach, or he thinks he knows be'erach, where his father's holding, so then the halachas ketana says that we don't make a shachiyona. That's only a shita yichidah, but the olim seems to take on like that, because you don't find such people making that bracha. Says the Vilna Gaon, whatever way you want to look at it, is that Oval can really make shachiyonu, right? In certain circumstances. So us in the 3 weeks, we're not going to be worse than the oval. So what's the problem? The Vilna Gaon doesn't understand it. If someone makes a bris in Eretz Yisrael, then they do make a shachiyonu. So yeah, shachiyonu, yeah, Nachanami. The Shulchan Aruch already says where pinya ben lemoshel chuslaris, we also make a shachiyonu. So there, person veloyach misa mitzvah, you should make the shachiyonu. Where you need to, you should know, a lot of people make a shachiyonu when they have a child, a girl. If the wife has a baby girl, they make a brocha shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu d'asmanazeh. I've told this to people. They look at me as, what are you thinking? They understand, Shulchan Aruch says that if a person has a baby boy, Shulchan Aruch records the halacha to make a brocha hatoy v'ametiv, as ishnei Shulchan Aruch. That when a person hears that his wife had a baby boy, then you make a bracha to the mitzvah. Oh, but on a girl, Shulchan Aruch didn't say a word about a girl. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but nearly that on a girl, on a baby girl, you make a bracha shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu l'azmazeh. Taka Leibe Kodesh told me that she always tries to mention this halacha that she knows. That the Mishnah Berurah says to make that bracha shechiyonu is appropriate. Says the Mishnah Berurah, do you know why you make a bracha shechiyonu on a child, on a daughter? Loi, listen to this. Loi gora, it's not worse than the halacha of if a person sees a friend after 30 days. If let's say you have two friends, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon goes away and 30 days later he comes back to Reuven. Reuven, upon seeing Shimon after 30 days, makes a bracha shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu l'azmanazeh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, similarly, it can't be worse when a person sees a child, a daughter, he's never seen before. Certainly is appropriate. Now, the reason why we don't know, you'd have to see, that's why I made the diuk. You'd have to see the daughter. With the son, it's enough that you hear through wherever on the phone, as soon as you hear that the child is a boy, you can make a bracha atov ametiv. Whereas with the girl, you have to be able to see the daughter, and you have to be able to see that, in fact, Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to a baby girl, the first day of Corona, 23rd of March, and we were zeicha to a baby girl. And my daughter and my wife was stuck in hospital for two, three days. So it worked to be a boy. So as soon as she would tell me it's a boy, then you make a bracha, hatoy v'ametiv. But because it was a girl, I waited for the shachiyon. I wasn't allowed in any hospital. So when she came back 3 days later, that's when, for the first time, I saw in the car, you make a bracha, shachiyon, because it's toil on the ra'iyah. Whatever it is that when it comes to Ishna, incidentally, the reason why taka don't we do the brocha shechiyonu upon seeing a friend after 30 days? Sometimes you find a person after 30 days is from Gateshead. Okay, so you have the phone. Let's say I didn't phone him for 30 days. Someone in London, he comes for a simcha. I haven't seen him for 3 months. And he's a really good mate of mine. So why wouldn't you make a brocha shechiyonu? Listen to this, says the Nemiko Erechaim. He says, because we're choshesh for bracha levatora. It gets very, very complicated. You know, there's that lot of peer pressure. A person may feel the need to show the other person that he's really a person who's an oyev, in which case you would have to make a shachiyonu, but really, you couldn't really care less about yanim. Right? So, really, it would end up being a bracha levatora. So, therefore, we just scrap the whole halacha of shachiyonu. We can't be honest with ourselves. That's what all the achronim want to say. We can't really make that bracha. But at least when it comes to the daughter, we don't have that issue. It's a baby, so therefore we would make that bracha shachiyonu. How do we get onto this? I do not know. Let's come back. Yes, the Vilna Gaon's problem. Although the Shulchan Aruch said that in the 3 weeks we avoid shachiyonu, The Vilna Gaon says, I don't understand, why should you avoid it? An oval, Rachmon Litzlan, can make that bracha. What's your problem? Okay, the Maisa Shulchan Aruch does follow that. And therefore, if a person were to make a bracha on the item that he buys, right, if the moshel, you buy an e-bike, if you buy an e-scooter, one of these scooters, and strictly speaking, we should really make a shechion on a very expensive new item. And in fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that if you buy a car and you use it for your own personal use, no one else is going to benefit. No wife, no child, no one else, just for yourself. You make a bracha shechion. Whereas if the car is meant for other people, you're going to give lifts to people, then you would make a bracha hatiramitiv. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you want to buy a car in the 3 weeks, if you're buying a car and you intend to give other people a lift, and it's for other people as well, primarily as well, so then the brocha, the appropriate brocha, is a tov ha-meitiv, and there's no issue in making a tov ha-meitiv. No one ever suggested that. Shuba brings that clearly, you can. Right? Whereas if it's an item which is a personal item, an e-bike and a car which is only meant for personal use, there, the brocha, the correct brocha, is shechiyonu v'kiyumonu, which that taka should be avoided until after the 3 weeks. There's a very interesting chap. The end of the day is, you should know, that even if a person buys something for his personal use, we don't even make brochas. Who makes a brocha shechiyonu on an e-bike or an expensive item? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, already became the minig, although the Shulchan Aruch says you should really make that brocha, and I know people who do. The Maisa became the minig to limit it only to clothing. I mean, really, every time you buy a fridge, you should make a shechiyon. You buy expensive fridge. You go to Curry's and spend £1,500 on a fridge freezer. Right? Really, why didn't you make shechiyon there as well? Yeah, I mean, it's always going to cost you money. So what Shulchan Aruch says, you buy a house, you're paying £500,000 to make shechiyon. Yeah, so I feel that the Maisa is, it's limited. We limit, the minik zikha is limited to clothing. Even clothing is already a big thing. Tanduna told me that he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky about why does he make a brocha when he gets a new rekel. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says he gets more hanoah from a toisus. He makes some people talk after make a shechiyon when they learn a toisus. But at least when it comes to... Okay, anyways, back to what we're saying is that, strictly speaking, when you buy... buying an expensive product doesn't seem to be an issue in the 3 weeks, only in the 9 days. Regarding the shechiyonu, were a person to make a shechiyonu, that would be an issue. Right? You'd have to attack that would be a problem. But the Maisa, because the Ilum don't really make shechiyonus on expensive products, therefore it would be okay to go ahead and buy it, and okay to go ahead and use it. Because regarding to buying it, there's only a problem in the 9 days. And regarding the using it, you're usually not making shechiyonu. Just agav. On Shabbos, a person would be able to make a shechiyonu. So even those who make a shechiyonu on their suit, let's say someone's suit, they're running out of suits, they want to buy it today, they want to buy a suit for Shabbos. They want to buy a Shabbos suit. Go to Mark, spend £250, they want to buy a nice geshmaka Shabbos suit. It's a mutter asa. Mutter, because the purchase is okay, because it's not the 9 days. And the shechiyonu, if you wait till Shabbos, you wait half an hour before Shabbos, and then you wait till Shabbos comes in, you make a shechiyonu on Shabbos is always okay. Because Lazman is always appropriate on Shabbos. Even on Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. Ah, yeah. You're going to come to Friday night davening with the e-bike. Yes, there's not. Yeah, you can't use. You're not exactly going to use the e-bike on Friday night. Okay, so that's not going to be Negea. Sorry? It gives somebody it has to be primarily used for that. Not just you give Agav Digger time. Okay. You should know that the tugang of the 3 weeks isn't that we should specifically put pressure on ourselves. What you find in the 3 weeks is just that you can't do excessive simcha. It's just that you shouldn't overindulge in simcha, having chasnas and having excessive simcha. That's what we need to avoid. But it's not, there's no, if a person likes ice cream, I don't know, you've got a habit of having chocolate every day. Is there anything that you should stop having chocolate? It's always in your name. But al pi alocha, there's no, we don't find. Mamatim is simcha is on Tisha B'Av, from Rosh Chodesh. But we don't find any miut when it comes to the 3 weeks. And so you may ask that why is it that we can't. Rafal asked me this question. I was walking him once Friday night, and he said, by the way, what's the reason why you can't have a haircut? A haircut is excessive simcha. The last time you had a barber booked in for Tuesday afternoon, it was like major simcha. It wasn't a major, it's a pain in the neck. Yeah, a pain in the head. It's not geschmack. So the Rishonim Masbir, Be'etzem, there's no major simcha in having a haircut. It's just... so that we are able, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, to have long hair, that's why we have to start early. There's nothing really wrong on having a haircut now. It's just that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, We can't decide Erev Tisha B'Av, right, we're going to look like a bit manuvel. Because if you have a haircut Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not going to arrange that. It's just preparation for Tisha B'Av. It's no real issue. It's not like an excessive simcha to have a haircut. It's not a major deal. So that's the idea in the 3 weeks. We're not to indulge in an extra simcha. That's all it is. And you may ask, the music, what's the story with the music? Why, when it comes to music, is it also, is it a major deal to listen to music? It's not, I know, but it's a limit. Simcha and chasna, we understand. What's the pshat in the music? You should know that it's registered that music is the other way around. Shulchan Aruch never even discusses music being a problem. Because the music, Shulchan Aruch says, is also the entire year. That Shulchan Aruch says clearly, we can't listen to music all year round. Not us. It says, the registered kula, that because we are weak though, so then it's mutter. We can't apply this hatter across the board. This is a registered kula regarding listening to music. However, when it comes to any time which is like symbolizes any sort of churban based on mikdash, we already throw in, okay, let's go back to the ikar locha. But really the idea of these 3 weeks is just to avoid excessive simcha. That's the nusach of what's used in the poskim. Okay. A very interesting halacha, while we're at it, because the next halacha in Sefer Tcheh is very interesting. This is Maaseh Shaoya, I think it's 2 years ago. I don't believe it's last year, I think it's 2 years ago. Where a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, he called me up and said, are you in the mood for a walk? Can we go for a walk together? So I said, maybe tomorrow, 3 o'clock to 3:30 is a good time. Let's go for a walk between 3 and 3:30. So he said, no, he doesn't mean that sort of walk. So what do you mean? No, he means walk in the countryside, 4 or 5. He's aiming for a 5-hour walk. I said, I'm sorry, I don't mind the walk, but I can't really find five hours at the moment. So he said he's going to end up doing it himself. I said, it was this time of year, I mean in 3 weeks. Shulchan Aruch says a fascinating halacha. Listen to this. A person should be careful between Shavuot B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, Shaloi Leilech Yechidi, not to go alone. From the 4th hour, which the Brewer says is the end of the 4th hour, which is Sof Zman Tefillah, 10:20, until the end of the 9th hour, Berech 5 o'clock. That means from 10, call it 10 till 5, a person should avoid going by himself, which the Aruch HaShulchan explains that it means going out of town. In town, a person obviously goes by Yechidi, going there in town. But who would have ever dreamt of this Nekuda? A person wants to go for a nice geschmacka walk, right? He told me to come along. I said, I'm not able to come along. He said, okay, I'll go myself. He wants to go on a geschmacka 3-hour walk. Shulchan Aruch says mafurish, not to go in the 3 weeks, be yechidi, between the 4th hour and the 9th hour. It's geschmacka chav. He had to push off his nice walk for 3 weeks later. Sorry? Yeah, okay, so you have to be willing to go on a 3-hour walk after 6 o'clock when he's got all the children at home. Yes, it wasn't relevant, it wasn't a geya. Let me just end off with another Mashunah de Galocha that you find. Mashunah de Galocha is not to walk in between the sun and the shade in the 3 weeks. So again, some rough Senegal. This halacha I remember in me. Again, I don't know, Manchester's not Senegal. I don't think we have the sun coming too often. But in Eretz Yisrael, I remember on the way to walking through me down Malchi Yisrael, you often are walking constantly for like a 10-minute walk down Malchi Yisrael. You could be walking in the shade, and the body is also going into the sun, which is already brought down. Rav Chaim Kneski mentions it to be machme. This nekuda is very mishunah d'galocha. V'cheini zoharu b'yomim elu shloi leilech bin chama letzel. Not to go in between. It means Rav Chaim Kneski must be. It means walking constantly like that, not just passing a building over here and there. It's interesting halacha not to walk in between chama letzel. Again, these two nekudas are very interesting, unique halachas. Not to walk yechidi outside town between the 4th hour, the end of the 4th hour, and the end of the 6th, and the end of the 9th hour. And Rochana could have been Chamalatev, also into Santa. These two halachas are stuck at the end of Tafkuf Nun Aleph. But the Iki say that we mentioned today was when they get to the Shechiyonu, buying an expensive item, Meikadin is Mutter, is only the issue of the Shechiyonu that stuck should be avoided where it's Negea.